The Social Worker's Daughter by Fezzador. Read by Sam Gabriel. Based on the works of J.K. Rowling. Chapter 12. Writing Home. It was nearly 9:30 in the evening when Harry, Lila, and Hermione had finished studying. They had started getting their things packed up and prepared to leave when Hermione had whispered something into Lila's ear.
"Harry," Lila called out gently, "go ahead and hit on without us. We'll see you later on."
Harry nodded and proceeded to make his way to Gryffindor Tower. The two girls giggled softly.
"I had no idea you imagined yourself with Harry like that, Lila," whispered Hermione. She put a finger to her lips.
"Lila Potter, that has a nice ring to it." She giggled again softly.
"He looked really handsome in the mirror," Lila replied softly. "I'm not necessarily in love with him, but I truly care for him. I find myself drawn to him more and more each day. He's a unique wizard, Hermione. I'm sure you can tell. He is a truly special wizard, and I care about him very much as well."
Tears started to fill Hermione's eyes.
"He's a terrific friend, but I just don't connect with him like he does with you. It's not right or wrong, but if there's one witch that's in his future, it's you."
"Do you fancy him as well?"
Lila asked as gently as she could.
"The way you said that, it sounded quite painful."
A single tear rolled down Hermione's cheek.
"Yes, I do."
Lila tenderly embraced Hermione.
"You are very much worthy of his affections, Hermione Granger," she whispered. "But Merlin, we're only first-year students. We should be worrying about homework and making friends and hoping we don't get caught if we sneak out past curfew, not forever, love."
"I know, Lila," replied Hermione.
"And I will be truly happy for you if Harry does become your forever love. You deserve it. Remember what Professor Dumbledore said. That mirror only showed us our desires, and what we saw was hardly a guarantee. He and I may not end up together,"
Lila responded sincerely.
"We need to focus on what's going on now, because that mirror has ruined careless wizards."
Hermione smiled.
"You're right. I'm not going to lie, I rather enjoyed seeing myself as future headmistress. But those foreign shields I saw myself in looked dreadfully painful," she giggled.
Lila giggled.
"Professor Granger, I rather like the sound of that. I can actually see you pull that off."
Hermione tilted her head slightly.
"What would you like to do when you've finished school?"
"I haven't really thought about it much," admitted Lila.
"Maybe work for the ministry in some capacity? I'm really not too sure yet."
Hermione smiled.
"You could be Chief Warlock for all you know."
Lila shrugged and saw the time on a large grandfather clock.
"Good heavens, it's really getting late. We need to get moving to get to our dormitories. Curfew is in a few minutes."
The two young witches quickly got up and hugged each other goodnight before heading off to their respective dormitories. Back in the Gryffindor dormitory, Harry and Ron were playing a game of wizard's chess.
"You're getting better, Harry. You gave me a scare for sure tonight," Ron said with a nervous grin.
"I'm learning from the best," Harry said with a chuckle.
"You still underestimate the value of your pawns a bit," Ron advised. "They're weak by themselves, but they can protect your more powerful pieces. You tend to leave your bishops, queen, and rooks wide open. A well-placed pawn or two can protect them."
"Thanks, Ron," said Harry.
"Try again tomorrow night."
"You're on," said Ron with a grin.
The next morning at breakfast, Lila received another note from the school owls.
"Merlin's beard, Lila, how many letters are you getting?"
Susan asked with a raised brow.
"Not as many as you'd think," answered Lila.
"I mean, I send my share of letters, too. This one is probably from Professor McGonagall since I owed her yesterday."
Susan only nodded in return. Lila carefully unfurled the parchment, and sure enough, it was from Professor McGonagall.
"Miss Darling, thank you so much for the update. I've been wondering how you and Mr. Potter have been doing, and it makes my heart smile to hear that he has finally opened up a little bit. I would advise staying the present course. And based on your next update, we can make a more informed decision as far as therapy options go. Professor Sprout is one lucky head of house. I would have been equally delighted to have you as a Gryffindor, Lila, if you'd prefer. You may drop by my office this time next week for tea and we can discuss this in person. Sincerely, Professor M. McGonagall."
"Oh, by the way, next weekend is Hermione's birthday," said Lila. "We need to do something really nice for her, like really nice. What do you have in mind?" asked Susan. I'll figure that out today. I need to talk to Harry during a free period.
She had a slight look of worry on her face. Susan quickly picked up on this.
What's wrong, Lila?
Lila sighed.
Well, last night after Harry, Hermione, and I studied in the library, she and I stayed behind to talk for a few minutes. She was crying.
Susan threw her a look.
It's about Harry, I take it.
Lila nodded.
She's a smart witch. She admitted that she likes Harry too. She also knows that I fancy Harry, and I think she's a bit jealous that Harry and I are a little closer than she and Harry are. I mean, I can't help that. But I also feel rotten, because she is a sweetheart, and she deserves his attention just as much as I do.
Susan nodded.
She does strike me as being a bit self-conscious. She's bright and she knows it, but she doesn't think she's very pretty. And that couldn't be further from the truth. She's truly a beautiful girl, Lila, and maybe finding a way to help her see that would be a wonderful birthday gift.
Lila smiled.
I'm used to being complimented for my looks. Even Snape admitted I had a pretty face, though he also said he felt like slapping it. I don't think Hermione gets told that she's pretty very much, aside from her parents. And you're right, she is a beautiful girl, and she needs to know it. I'll see if I can learn a charm or two and boost her self-esteem.
I hope so too, as all those beauty charms aren't easy, especially for firsties, replied Susan.
But you're a very talented witch, and if Hermione can learn one, so can you.
Lila beamed at Susan. Lila and Harry met under the oak tree again during their shared free period that day.
Hey, Harry,
Lila said with a warm smile.
Hi there, Lila,
Harry replied with a smile of his own.
I didn't see you this morning at breakfast. I missed you, said Lila.
I missed you too, replied Harry. I'm sorry I didn't see you earlier.
That's okay, Harry, replied Lila.
How's Hermione doing?
Okay, I suppose, replied Harry. She seemed a little sad this morning, not her usual bubbly self.
Lila sighed.
I think I know why. And it has to do with what I saw in the mirror last night.
Harry looked at Lila with anticipation in his eyes.
So does that mean you'll tell me what you saw?
Yes, Harry, replied Lila, albeit rather reluctantly.
I saw you and me in the future. We looked about 25 or so, and I held a baby girl in my arms. Our baby girl, Harry.
Harry's jaw dropped. He was completely dumbstruck.
Lila continued. I told Hermione, and I think she's a little jealous. She's very fond of you, Harry. She's a bit jealous of our relationship because you look at me differently than you look at her. She seems to have picked up on that. I'm sure she thinks you like me more.
Harry could only stare. He still couldn't find any words. He wasn't even sure how he felt.
She's a beautiful girl, Harry. You need to be a little extra nice to her. I'm not saying that you're not already, but she needs your attention. She needs you to tell her that she's beautiful. She doesn't mean to. But she compares herself to me, and she keeps finding herself in second place. She's not second place, Harry, and it's you she needs to hear that from, not me, not Susan, you.
Harry shook his head. Words finally emerged from his mouth. Softly, deliberately.
You saw us together.
Lila did not take her eyes off him.
Yes, Harry, I did, but that's not the point. You need to take care of Hermione and make her feel special. She's got a birthday coming up next weekend, and I also need you to help me with that.
With a child?
Harry's confused tone suddenly turned almost accusatory.
Harry, it was what my heart desired at that moment. It's not a reality, and I'm not going to chase it because Professor Dumbledore said it was a fool's errand anyway. It may or may not happen, but Harry, that's enough about you and me. You need to be there for Hermione today. You need to make her feel special, feel beautiful. She needs you.
Harry threw Lila a quick look of disgust, shook his head in frustration, and then got up and walked away.
Harry, wait up, please, Lila begged. Please don't be upset with me.
Harry did not respond. He walked back toward the castle. Lila stayed behind, sobbing. Harry went to the great hall and found Hermione already seated at the Gryffindor table.
Hey there, Hermione, how's it going? Harry asked.
Okay, I guess, replied Hermione.
Harry looked into Hermione's liquid brown eyes.
Do many people tell you that you're pretty?
Hermione shook her head no.
Harry smiled broadly. You're a beautiful little witch, Hermione Granger, and I'm not just saying that, I mean it.
Hermione started sniffling.
Not as beautiful as Lila, her hair, her eyes, her teeth, all much prettier than what I have.
Harry embraced Hermione.
Don't compare yourself to Lila like that. You know that she loves you like a sister. She's not your competition. You're not second place to her in anything. You're one incredible witch, and I wouldn't trade your friendship for anything.
A tear fell down Hermione's cheek.
You really mean that, don't you, Harry?
Of course I do, replied Harry.
Hermione wrapped her arms around Harry and sobbed gently.
Thank you, Harry, from the bottom of my heart. I don't get called beautiful much, but it makes my heart smile to hear someone say that and really mean it.
Harry held Hermione in his arms for a couple of minutes. He enjoyed being her rock, her happy place.
Harry then broke the silence. I talked to Lila earlier today. She told me what she saw in the mirror last night.
Hermione awaited Harry's elaboration with bated breath. Harry sighed.
She saw us together with a little girl. How a little girl?
Hermione nodded.
She told me that last night. How did you take it?
Not very well, I'm afraid, replied Harry.
I got up and walked away.
You didn't, gasped Hermione.
I did, Harry confirmed. I'm not proud of it. But I'm not sure how I feel about what she saw.
Hermione glared at Harry.
You didn't have to like it, Harry, but you owe her better than that. It's just a fantasy, Harry. It's not set in stone. Dumbledore said as much. What shall I do, then?
Hermione looked like she was about to give Harry an earful. Her expression then softened a little.
You should apologize, for starters. Walking out on her like that was not sweet, Harry Potter. You're better than that. You better do that soon, too.
Harry bowed his head in shame and headed to the Hufflepuff table.
Hi, Lila. Harry said in a soft voice.
Hey, Harry,
Lila replied, still sniffling a little. Harry sighed.
I feel really bad for walking out on you like that. I'm so sorry. I guess I wasn't expecting that. But it really was only a fantasy, so I shouldn't have taken it as badly as I did. Will you forgive me?
Lila beamed.
Of course, Harry, I can't stay upset with you. You're my best friend, remember?
Harry chuckled. You're my best friend too, Lila.
The two friends embraced warmly. He continued,
Why don't you come with me to the Gryffindor table? I know Hermione would love to see you.
The two friends went back to the Gryffindor table.
Hey, Hermione,
Lila greeted.
Oh, hi, Lila,
Hermione said. I see you two made up. I'm so glad to see that.
Me too, replied Lila.
I don't like it when Harry and I are upset with each other.
Me three, added Harry.
And thank you for talking some sense into me, Hermione.
Hermione smiled warmly at Harry.
You're my two best friends, and thank you for telling me that I'm beautiful and meaning it. Sometimes I feel like I don't deserve friends like you two.
That evening, Lila scrawled away again with quill and parchment.
What is it with you and letters?
Susan said, half-jokingly.
I'm writing to my mum and dad this time, replied Lila.
Ah, replied Susan.
Have you written to them since you arrived at Hogwarts?
I haven't, Lila responded.
I think I've been here long enough now to write them a proper letter, don't you agree?
It's been almost 2 weeks, so probably,
agreed Susan.
Dear Mum and Dad, I miss you. I want you to know that I'm doing very well at Hogwarts. I was sorted into Hufflepuff House, and I have a very good roommate in Susan Bones. She's a sweet girl, and she comes from a wizarding family, so she already knew a thing or two before she came here. So it's nice to know someone that has a bit of a head start.
Lila paused for a moment, thinking for what to write next. She tapped her quill against her chin, deep in thought.
I have some other great friends that are Gryffindors, another house at Hogwarts. One is Hermione Granger, and she's a super sweet girl. She's very studious, and we often spend our free time going over classwork together. We also like reading fantasy and mystery novels, so we have quite a few things in common. She truly is a very pretty girl, but I don't think she really believed it until today. Harry and I both let her know that she was beautiful, and the way she looked at us, well, she knew we meant it. Her eyes said it all.
Lila bit her lip a bit. Now how to bring up Harry?
And there's this boy, Harry. Harry Potter. Like Hermione, he's also a Gryffindor. He's the kindest, gentlest soul I know. He might be the closest friend I have here, actually. I wish I knew him better, as there's so much he hasn't told me yet. He came from a rather awful household, actually. He was raised by his aunt and uncle, and they openly favored his cousin. He didn't even have his own room. He slept in a cupboard under the stairs of all places. He never had any friends until I met him, and he looked so small and frail. My heart goes out to the poor thing. He definitely seems to be attached to me because I was the very first friend he ever had. But I don't mind, because he's such a sweetheart. He, Hermione, Susan, and I are all friends, and we often spend our meals together. It's my favorite part of the day when we're all together. No worries, just four friends talking and laughing. It's a very happy place for me. I hope you're doing well. I miss you, and I can't wait to see you for the holidays. Please write back whenever you can. Love, Lila.
She carefully folded the letter and placed it inside an envelope, already addressed to her parents, Paul and James Darling in Chiswick, London. She sealed it and placed it in her robe pocket for the school owls to deliver in the morning. Susan then arched an eyebrow.
Now are you ready to go over our potions assignments together? We need to have the ingredients list memorized by tomorrow.
Lila nodded.
I think so, Susan. Sorry it took so long. I just had a lot on my mind and I had to put my thoughts on paper. It's been less than 2 full weeks, but it seems closer to 2 years since I last talked to my parents.
Susan grinned.
I get it, Lila. I didn't mean to rush you. I forget that you're muggle-born sometimes. Even though you're more gifted than I am, I'm sure it's a hard transition.
Lila nodded.
It's tough, yes. But having some great friends helps for sure.
She smiled at Susan radiantly.
For the full text of this and other stories by the same author, visit the AO3 page of Fezzador. Music is The Industrious Ferret by Kevin MacLeod. Special thanks to Sakiko. If you would like me to record a story, voiceover, or character, please get in touch with me using the contact information on my website, which is located at samgabrielvo.com. And there you can find other stories that I've read, as well as a link to my Discord server and other ways to support what I do. And finally, as always, thank you for listening.